Good morning and welcome to Infinite Love. My name is Kate, and today I want to talk about the ultimate breakdown. Now let me ask you a question. Was it a breakdown or a breakthrough? Let me start by saying I got injured at work by lifting one of my students, and I pulled a muscle in my back, which would have been fine, but I didn't realize the pain of what I did until a week later. And after getting over this cold, I was standing there at work and I coughed really hard, which was excruciating because I could feel it in my nerves. So wherever my muscles were spasming, I could feel it shooting this burning pain throughout my neck and back, and it was unbearable. But I mustered through and I got through the day. But I returned back to work the next day, of course. But then the pain persisted, and each time I would cough or even sneeze, this jolt of fire would just rain through my neck and back. Now I'm in tears in front of everyone. So I knew I was not going to come into work the next day, and I was going to take my butt to the doctor. I was prescribed steroids and muscle relaxers, which helped, and I didn't even realize I'd been laying on my couch for several hours. I don't even know what I was doing. I was just so relaxed that time just kind of passed by. So I was excited that I wasn't in pain. So I got up to get ready for bed, and I coughed, not even realizing, you know, to brace myself. And that pain just swept through my body. I thought I was going to pass out from the pain because it's unlike anything you ever want to experience when it comes to nerves and muscle spasms. It's this lightning, this fire that just runs through your nerves, and it hurts everywhere, not just one spot, but everywhere. It's very debilitating and overwhelming, and it takes your breath away. And I coughed, and it hit me hard, and it kind of shocked my entire system. And I just broke down. And I don't mean I sobbed for a little bit. I wailed. I wailed in frustration. I wailed in pain. It was uncontrollable sobbing. And not just because of the pain, but I felt like I was just so exhausted at that point. And not like I'm exhausted, I'm throwing my hands in the air, I give up. It was so different. I felt so exposed, naked at the soul, vulnerable, but beyond help. And I just sat there and I kept telling myself, okay, you're done crying. But my soul was not done crying. I could not stop myself. Even if I tried, I was sobbing hysterically. And I was being honest, and I was praying, and I was talking to the universe, and I was frustrated. And I even threw the tears and the bubbles coming out of my mouth from crying so hard, was like, I'm going to be honest. I'm just going to be honest. I'm so exhausted. What am I doing? What is this? What's the purpose of all this? You know, the why me's, but knowing that it really wasn't about the whys. I wasn't questioning. I wasn't doubting. I wasn't giving up, but I wanted to be honest in that moment because my soul just kind of took over and wept. Wept for life, wept for my past, wept for everything. And I had no control of it, and I just had to let myself be. And this went on for about 10 minutes, and I tried to catch my breath. And even in the moments before when I tried to catch my breath and tried to calm myself, I would just burst into more hysterics. So finally, I took a couple deep breaths, and I was able to stop crying, even though I'm sure at any moment I probably could have just let myself cry some more. And then I just sat there in reflection, and I knew there was a greater purpose to it all. I knew that whatever I was holding on to had to be released. I knew that it was okay to feel this way, and that tomorrow was going to be even better than today. That this isn't a setback, that I'm not going backwards in life or in my journey, that I'm allowed to feel these things, even when they're unexpected, because they serve a greater purpose. So yes, although I felt I was having a breakdown, it was really a breakthrough. You see, what if everything falls apart so it could be rebuilt in a better way? And that's kind of how I look at life. Even though in the moment I was struggling, I knew I was allowed to struggle. I knew I was allowed to just surrender and say, I'm exhausted. Because truly I was. So why disregard your real feelings? It's about not hanging on to those feelings of self-pity and wallowing in them, which is what I used to do. And no one likes to be sick or injured, especially as of lately. I've had all this energy and life around me has been constantly changing and I'm loving it. So to kind of get put back into my tracks for a minute and sit still was a little uncomfortable. All of it was feeling a little uncomfortable and I really didn't know where that was coming from. But universe had me sit still for a reason to figure that all out. And I did. But I was also honest and vulnerable with myself, admitting that I'm just exhausted, that maybe I do have some questions, but they're just brief and they're just for a moment. And I know no matter what that I'm just trusting and surrendering to it all. I just have to be still. And in that stillness comes growth, comes healing. And that's what happened the next day. And now a week later, I'm feeling better each day. I'm still taking my sweet time. I'm not overly exerting myself. Yet, there's a lot of clarity. There's a lot of newness coming to me. And I'm loving it. So, when you are having those breakdowns on this healing journey, they're okay. You're okay. You know you're going to be okay. Just don't hang out in the darkness too long. Let it out. Purge it out. Cry it out. Because clearly I didn't even know I had to cry. And my body said, we are going to sob this out. And I did. And it was uncomfortable. And I really wasn't sure where it was all coming from. But I allowed my body to release. And it felt like I was releasing lifetimes of pain, of anxiety, of things that no longer align to who I am today. So I'm grateful. I woke up grateful the next morning. I was still in pain, but I was grateful. Because my mindset was different. I was in a better headspace. I was relaxed. I was enjoying me time, movie time, doing little things around the house. On a day off, I took a day off for myself. And then I got back to work. And slowly but surely, things got better. And here I am now, doing all of this, doing what I love. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the breakdown, to have the breakthrough. I'm grateful for a new day and a new beginning. I'm grateful for transformation. I'm grateful for this healing journey. I'm grateful for me. I'm grateful for being alive. I'm grateful for every day and the abundance that it brings. I'm just grateful. And I wouldn't want it any other way.